Hello, everyone. I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Gigi, the Gadget Goddess. And we are
your homegirls of tech
here on the Gadget Chats podcast. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, everyone. Welcome.
I'm going to try not to be drained, but this is drained Thursday.
Yeah. I do want to address something real quick that I just saw that happened.
Right. I saw that.
This bot. Okay. So we installed this thing called Nightbot. Okay. I didn't know that I don't know what kind of moderation parameters are. All I did was just set it up so that it can remind people to like the video and to subscribe to the channel. So the fact that it's telling Bionic Scoop, sorry, did I break your concentration? Stop spamming caps. Warning. I didn't set it up for that. So I don't know if it's just like some default things, but we're going to roll with it.
Where he said anything with a bunch of caps, but I guess
I'll see. Me neither. Yeah, yeah.
All righty, let's do the thirst buckets while things are crazy. Barry was here. Hey, Barry. So, Mike West is in the building as well. Yo, yo. Stephen Campbell was good, people. He got a different picture every week. Shay with her undefeated Steelers is in the building. Tech King Mike, who has a stream at 9 o'clock, is in the building.
Hey.
Skip. Hope I'm not skipping anybody. The night bot that's trolling Scoop is in the building.
I don't even see a comment from Scoop.
I didn't even know Scoop was here. That's being hype. And Sean Williams says, here we go. What's up, Sean Williams? How you doing?
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Lori Merline is here. You can be hype as you want to be, Bionic. If it boots you, somebody will bring you. Hold up.
Achoo! Bless you. Achoo! Bless you again.
Somebody will bring you back. Sorry about that. And Dexter with the meow.
Hey, Dexter.
Septian, what's up?
Hey, Septian.
No. The bot will not hold us down tonight, Septian.
No.
Okay. I'm going to try to finish this video so I can drop it tomorrow. This is y'all's just little, you know, sneak peek. I'm trying to premiere a video tomorrow. He's featuring my boy, Grogu, a.k.a. Hey. The Child, a.k.a. Baby Yoda. So, tomorrow.
Wait. A.k.a. Before LaShawn. Gigi.
A.k.a. Gigi. So, oh, that's Tech Lover Mama. I ain't seen you all week.
Hey, what's good, girl?
What's up, New York?
Hey, New York.
Emily is here. Emily is our guest this month, if y'all didn't know. We're going to do it
next week.
Early, because you have New Year's and Christmas trying to fight us. So it'll be the 17th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Red Bird, thank you for the bless yous. And I think I'm at the bottom again. So, yeah, we're just, you know, doing a little fancy promo for LaShawn's stream tomorrow. I will premiere right before LaShawn's stream. That's what I'm trying to do.
Awesome. So, wait, I'll be there.
I got to get some links together and stuff like that. You know, y'all want them affiliate links and I want y'all to have them. Can't wait to have Emily on.
Yeah.
So how's everybody doing? How are we doing? How's the channel doing?
Oh, the channel's doing really good. Let's go ahead and bring up some stats. ¿Qué pasa? What's going on with us?
¿Qué pasa?
All right. So we always love to shout out all of our people who are just only listening to the audio. We cater to your ears. So please let us know and give us feedback on how we're doing. We will adjust and do everything that we can to make sure that it is pleasurable for you. As far as our YouTube channel, we have 288 subscribers. Yay!
Yay!
Thank you! Oops. Wrong Twitter. Oops, I just spoiled the surprise. I'm sorry.
Well, you wouldn't have if you didn't say it, but go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so on Twitter, we have 268 followers. On the Instagrams, we have 168 followers. Yay! And on Facebook, we have 93 people following us. And oh yeah, don't forget about Twitch. Yes, we have 13 people following us. Yay! Let me get out of there before we get that inception. Oops, sorry. Okay, so many sequels.
Well, you know, that's our girl.
Just put it up since I spoiled it.
I was going to say, let's just go at our creator shout out of the week is Holler at Your Boy.
Yay!
We can't get enough of putting him up during everything else, so we'll just let you know. It's him!
Yay! It's him! Yes! Our awesome, awesome friend. So we'd like to give a shout out to Holler at Your Boy. We have seen him evolve from his first video to now. He is doing an amazing job, but please, please, please sub to him. So on his YouTube channel, he has 332 subscribers. So please subscribe to him, check out his videos, comment, like, and share. And then for his Twitter, he has, why did I keep it? On his Twitter,
he loves his Twitter, y'all. I'm just gonna let y'all know she can't stay off of it.
Instagram, I can't guess it all. All right, so 488 followers. So please follow him. He shares his videos. He also has opinions. He's an awesome, awesome person, awesome, awesome creator and friend. Please subscribe to him and follow him. Show him some love. You won't be disappointed with his videos. He is pixel oriented. As a matter of fact, he's called the King
Pixel.
The Pixel King.
King Pixel.
King Pixel. King Pixel. And so if you are curious about how Pixel is doing, definitely check him out. But I mean, I'm not even interested in Pixel, but when I watch his videos, I learn something new and I can appreciate why he loves it as well.
Oh, I'm so proud of LaShawn.
Yeah, he's doing great. So please go over there and sub to him if you haven't
already. That's my friend.
That's my friend. That's my friend.
He is part of Three the Hard Way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's my boy. I don't know how gangster, Google gangster the Google people are. So yeah, Septian said he's a Google gangster. I don't really know.
He is. And Sean Williams said, LaShawn is doing it big. Awesome. Pixel 5 month later review. Must see. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, it is. That's my favorite video from LaShawn to date. So go learn something about a Pixel today. I've never owned one, so I can never help you with that. So LaShawn's your boy. The bot is so funny to me.
Yeah, it's like the alias you set. Okay, so I set up the command incorrectly. I have another command that's supposed to happen in 5 minutes. So,
all of the tech woes tonight, y'all.
Yeah.
Welcome to Gadget Chats. It wouldn't be Gadget Chats without a tech woe or two or ten.
Yeah. What the bot was supposed to say is what Sean Williams is saying. Smash the like button, please.
Hey, Eric.
Hi, Izzy. Love you.
So, there you have it. Our creator shout out and our stats. What do we have next?
Yes. Next. We have, let me look at it before I go.
Look, I put the thing together. No. Oh, deals. Yes.
We have deals. Got a tech deal. We only have one tech deal because we do not want to overwhelm you guys, especially since you guys have been hearing about all the deals. Huh?
I put two in there. Where did you miss the other one? Oh, boy.
Oh, there's the second one. Okay, yeah, we have two deals. We didn't want to overwhelm you because we know that you guys have been bombarded over the holiday, Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Go ahead, share your experience, Gigi.
I love this person. Go ahead.
Oh, no, say your experience with the Cyber Monday emails.
Oh, I'm tired of Cyber Monday emails and Cyber All Week emails, and we're continuing our Black Friday emails and continue emails.
Yeah. It's like, hey, if you didn't get paid, maybe you got paid now. Come spend your money with us. Please, por favor. Is basically what the emails are saying.
Yeah, because I listened to different tech stuff and they were talking about Amazon, how this has been their best year yet, but Amazon won't release numbers. And I'm like, why would they?
Yeah.
Why?
Because a lot of people would be like, you need to give me a raise. Please and thank you. So, this is not the first one. Yes, this is the first one.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. So, YouTube offers 3 months of premium membership for free. I got this tech deal from Dexter Cumberbatch, of course.
Eric needs this deal.
Yes, he does need this deal. So if you've never had YouTube Red or any YouTube premium service, then you can take advantage of this. 3 months free trial. And then it's $11.99 a month.
So let's be clear, people. I'm gonna just let you know from a person who currently is on a premium free deal. Once you have this premium free deal, you're gonna want to pay for it afterwards. Like, I forgot about ads until somebody was trying to show us a video through screen share, and I was just like, "Why are the ads there?"
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
and then it's funny because ads—they're not a big deal. I just wait for them to leave.
Yeah, now? It's funny because people will reminisce about like, oh, aren't you tired of getting seeing this ad on YouTube? But I'm like, I can't relate. I'm sorry, I can't relate. I don't get ads. But it helps out
your favorite YouTubers that way too.
Exactly, because when you watch their videos, it's guaranteed AdSense. Versus someone who has a free account, it's not always guaranteed that they're going to see an ad. So that's why monetization is so sporadic and as far as revenue comes for the creator. But if you have a YouTube premium account, whenever you watch a video, that is guaranteed AdSense for them. So, yeah.
Oh, hey, Spectacular Gadget.
Hey, Spectacular Gadgets, welcome. So yes, this is awesome. YouTube Premium, 3 months free trial, and then $11.99. But again, you had to have never had YouTube Red or YouTube Premium in the past in order to take advantage of this deal.
What if you have like another account? Because I have like multiple accounts with Google.
Yes, so I tried it out with the Gadget Chats account, and it was actually offering me 4 months free on the Gadget Chats account, and then it's $11.99. But I didn't do it because I didn't want to put in a credit card number, nothing.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I understand. I was just curious.
Yes. So
it was showing $15 a month on iOS. What?
Well, yeah, it's always gonna be more expensive because you know, they get their 30%. So
Jesus.
If you wanna do it, you need to go to the YouTube website on Safari, and then it's only going to be $11.99 versus going through the app.
That is, I was going to say, I'm sure there's a workaround for that. That's ridiculous.
That's basically the workaround.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, look, it worked that time. Shout out to the Nightbot. You got one.
Right? It worked. Yay. Subscribe to the channel. Yay. And by the way, the reason why the link is written that way is whenever you put someone's channel and then you add that little part at the end, which is ? _ confirmation =1. When you click on it, it right away it tells you, do you want to subscribe to that person? So you don't have to go to the channel and then hit the subscribe button. That automatically puts you to subscribe to them.
Ah, look, I learned something new today.
Fun fact.
Well, here's what you do, Septian. You generate another email account. But either way.
Exactly. Yeah, you generate another email account.
Okay.
Oh, yes, Mia, yes. So yeah. She said, oh, that's cool. I didn't know it was guaranteed money towards who you watch. Hopes you get my monies. Thanks, sister. Appreciate you.
Yeah. It even puts them in a different category, doesn't it? I think I was looking at that under my AdSense.
Yes, maybe. Yes, it does. So you get a higher amount of revenue as well. It's pretty cool. So the next tech deal is Discovery Plus streaming service to launch on January 4th with free year for Verizon customers.
You know, Verizon did this thing with Disney last year, and now they're doing it with Discovery Plus. I don't have Verizon, but, you know, it's going to be a monthly subscription of either $5 or $7 without ads if you don't have Verizon. But how many people are just really, like, what kind of content are they offering besides Mr. Turtle Man we see on our screen right now?
So they offer Discovery Channel, Food Network, HGTV, TLC. Boy.
I know a lot of people like HGTV.
I know a lot of people like TLC because I love TLC, 90 Day Fiancé and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, now it sounds a little more interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it definitely feels with all of these subscription packages like it's cable all over again, but it's just more like an on-demand service of cable.
Yeah.
But I'm here for it.
Right. And it, and again, we say you pass around the wealth. Like, somebody gets the Hulu. I hope somebody got the Hulu while I was on special. Somebody grabs the Disney Plus. Somebody has the Netflix. And once everybody has a little bit of everything, you can watch whatever you want when you want.
Yes, yeah. And I'm really happy, you know, that we have HBO, HBO Max now, because you can get some things on there. Like, for example, the new Wonder Woman movie that's going to come out is going to come out on theater and spontaneously also be available on HBO Max, which is awesome because I really am not ready to go to the theater yet. Even though
me neither.
Terribly.
Not at all. I'm not even ready to step into a restaurant. So yeah, we're together.
Yes.
Although I've heard these stories of family members going to parties and whatnot. Like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. I won't see you for Christmas, sorry. Either way.
So Emily said, by that point, you might as well pay cable. Yes, I feel like this is kind of like cable, but with extra steps. Right? That's what it feels like.
Well, unless you got that system set up. You got to have the ecosystem with the peoples. And everybody got to pay their bills on time. Like, this is your bill. This is your bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So Septian said, how many nature lovers have Verizon postpaid?
Well, we just covered it's more than nature lovers, sir.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that have Verizon, though.
Yes, a lot of people that have Verizon. And because Verizon is more pricey, you probably have more affluent people who really love watching HGTV, do at-home stuff, and also then want to spend some time being a little ratchet on TLC.
Oh, that's what we are, the ratchet people, like, on TLC.
Yeah, with the way that they're going with their programming. So I'm obsessed with my 600-pound life.
I am too. I've always been obsessed with that show. I can't tell you why. I did the One Ton Family. I did what else was on there? I don't know, it's a lot of stuff on TLC, but I was gonna ask if you did the 90 Day Fiance thing, because the spinoffs, 90 Day Fiance.
Oh, so what I do is I watch people's reviews about it. I don't actually watch the show.
Oh, okay.
I feel like it's more entertaining for me to watch people's breakdown of it versus watching the whole thing.
Oh, the show. You know how you're sitting around like on a Saturday and you just flipping channels? That's how I got hooked. I flipped and it was on. And I was like, what is this? What is this? Like,
So Emily says she needs more friends because she doesn't have anyone that she can create accounts with. Sorry. Yes, Emma, she said HBO Max has the biggest original new content, but it's not the largest library. No, it's not the largest. One of the things that I was shocked about was that they have DC content that was on the DC exclusive app, like not Teen Titans, the Titans. So that show, me and Mr. Catwoman, we were watching for a while, and that was pretty awesome.
Oh, Lori, he says her mom watches the stuff and tells her about it all the time. I have my mom addicted to watching the stuff now, too. I even had her watching Teen Mom, too. So, I mean, all it takes is, like, just watch this one time. But I do legal thrillers and all kinds of stuff. I have her watching all the weirdness.
Yes. So, Gigi, I'm going to have you engage the chat while I go in the back end and try to stop this annoying bot from telling us that the thing is not working, okay?
You sure you want to do that 20 minutes in?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay. What do y'all want to talk about? What is Lost? What channel does Lost come on, Septian? Because I've never watched Lost. So I don't know what streaming service would have Lost. Would Lost be on Netflix? Would it be on like an ABC or a CBS? Never watched it. Septian says that assume Verizon subscribers work 20 hours a week. What are you trying to say, sir? We're in COVID times. I work 20 hours a week right now. Oh, okay, ABC.
So cool information. Barry Johnson is our top chatter. That is what the Nightbot is telling us. So thanks. I fixed it.
She doesn't know. But hey, she might be right. That was my first guess that it would probably be Hulu, because I think Lost came on regular TV. So Lori said she checked Netflix. Oh, he didn't even use all caps.
Okay, I'm gonna try to turn that off. Oh, there's something here that I can disable. Okay. Disable. Okay, the bot shouldn't be attacking us anymore.
I didn't see anybody use caps though.
I didn't, yeah. Yeah.
Look, you watch people watch the show. It's kind of like my kids watch kids play other play with other toys on YouTube. Yes, that's kind of like my son watching people. You know, I watch people games, so I get it. Disney needs to put every Marvel movie that's coming out next year on Disney Plus because there's no movie theater open. Have they closed all the movie theaters?
They are open, but at a small capacity, and not as many are open as the word before.
So there you have it, Septian. It's on Hulu.
Word.
Lost. Okay, we're going to move on to our next, because we'll be talking about Lost and Hulu and Netflix for the rest of the night, yes. If y'all let us.
Mm-hmm. So we are going to talk about audience questions and answers. So this week we asked y'all, what kind of front panel phone display do you prefer? Curved display or flat display? 29 of y'all voted. Thank you for participating.
Yay!
27.6% said curved display. They prefer the curved display. And 72.4 said that they prefer the flat display. We also did post this question on Facebook, and Tech Love and Mama participated there. Thank you very much. So I'm just going to bring up hers right now. So her answer was, I don't mind either, but if it's curved, I don't like it very curved. A little curvy is good for me. So she wants a curve, not a slope, basically, is what she's trying to say. So Gadget Goddess said, depends on who makes it. Go ahead and elaborate on that, please.
I love a good curved Huawei device, but everybody can't do curve the same. Okay. There's no false touches or stuff like that. And it doesn't really carry off the edges like that. It gives you that nice look for aesthetics. But if I'm using the device, it doesn't impede me doing what I need to do.
Mm-hmm. So, and what was it about the Huawei that you felt was different than other ones? But like, what are the other ones? Like, what was another one that you had?
Ones, you do have to use the sides that go off the edge, and it impedes you using the phone. And
so, did that happen? Like, for example, like with the Velvet.
The Velvet, I can't. When you use it in the two-sided case, not so much. But I also with cases, I didn't really think about it from the case standpoint. I had the Vivo Next as well, and it was very curved, like darn near round.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't the greatest either. Anytime your stuff carries off the edges and you try to swipe and do things with gestures, if it carries off the side, I guess because there wasn't a lot of swipe usage on the Huawei. Maybe that's why I had a lot of, like, I like Huawei curves, but I don't like everybody's curves.
Okay.
And like Dexter said, yeah, that too. I didn't think about so many points in the chat. It's easier to grip.
Yeah. So Dexter said, curves makes the phone easier to grip. Flat screens make the phone wider.
And that's, I don't use pens. Yeah. So you like a pen S. So I a S pen. But.
yes. But let me go ahead and read what people said on Twitter, and then we'll go on to what's going on and what people are saying in the chat, because I'm loving what people are saying. So Big House on Twitter said, I prefer flat screens, but the screen on this Motorola Edge is nice. And then this is the picture. That looks awesome. And then Gigi chimed in and said, yeah, it depends on who makes it, you know. And then Lori said, flat display all the way. Okay. Word. So and as see, far as
that
like
was another answer when Anthony said I prefer both, I said yeah, if there would have been a both option, I would have probably picked it.
Yeah, so Anthony said I prefer both. The Bionic Scoop said Curve plus S Pen is trash. I agree 1000%. El Jefe said, is that velvet?
Is that velvet? What is that, velvet?
Yeah, only the real ones understand that reference. We understand. So my feelings towards it is that I don't like the curve displays. Because I have an S Pen and I'm a note person, when I want to get to the corners of something that I want to highlight, the pen doesn't register all the way to the end of the edge. So there could be things that I'm missing. And then also when I go over, you know, let me just show y'all. I'll make myself big. So this is my Note 20, right? And when I get to the edge of something, if this happens. Oh my God. And see, it doesn't even register it all the time, right? So this is right now on, like, you know, writing mode. And it's so, that's why
she needs,
so annoying.
She needs a fold.
Yeah. And like when you try to get to something, see, it's not registering all the way. Because it thinks that it's trying to go back. My on-screen gestures, I do not. So that's why I'm excited for the fact that it's very high likely possibility that the Fold 3 is going to be able to use the S Pen and the Fold. I haven't seen any Folds that have a curve edge. So I hope they don't do it. I really hope they don't do it this time.
I hope they have two versions of the Fold because I don't want a pen on mine.
Yes, I hope that they have two versions of the Fold as well. Oh, Emily said she had to go.
Yeah,
okay.
I waved to her when she was leaving.
Well, you have a wonderful night with G, and if you want to go ahead and catch the replay, we'll leave it up.
She is gone. You know that, right? It
was like, well, 4 minutes okay. ago. Oh, my bad. So, Septian said, people on Reddit said that the OP7, is the OPPO,
OnePlus,
is that what you're trying to say?
OnePlus.
Oh, OnePlus. Sorry. OnePlus 7 Pro is the best phone OnePlus put out. I want to know myself since it's a curved display. Yeah. Lori said, curved displays makes her nervous that she would break it. Yeah, it is harder to take care of the glass and, you know, protect it from scratches and drop when it's curved. It's more fragile. Hey, Josie said she's late. Don't be sorry, girl. You come in when you can, and you're just as valuable on the replay as well. Thank you for coming back. Yes, Septian, I like to give demonstrations. Sometimes, you know, you just see is better than talking about it. Yeah. Anthony said, RIP the note. Yes, because supposedly the notes last.
Don't start. We're about to be 30 minutes in. Don't start.
Oh, okay. My bad. Sorry.
Look, I already saw where you were headed. I was like, uh-uh.
Thank you.
She'll be the one talking, but I'm tired. Oh, boy.
So let's get into some tech purchases.
Oh, gosh. Let me get out of this article.
Gigi's got a lot of tech purchases because she didn't share her tech purchases last week. So right. They're all like right now.
Well, and the week before, because we had Emily on, and we were we were enjoying our new tech purchases. So
yes,
this is my 12 Pro Max in Pacific Blue, and I think on the video that I did the unboxing for it, let me not drop it in the phone on the floor. Why'd you put me on the big screen? You want me to drop it? You want me to drop it? I also featured my speaking blingy case.
Bling, bling.
So. This is not my go-to right now. I can't show you the case I'm using because I'm working on a video for it. Sorry.
Ooh, can't wait to see it.
Yeah, that was the first one. What was next tech purchase that you got listed?
It's the screen display, the screen protector. The screen 2-packs,
oh.
Super Shield, anti-glare mat.
Oh, you go through all of them, yeah. Yeah, that's already on here. It's matte.
Yes. Matterific.
Mattastic.
Yeah, Mattastic. And this is the case that she got. So all the links are in the description.
Everything is in the thing, and it's all affiliate links in case you didn't know.
Yes. And this is the video where she featured it as well. Links is also for that as well. And this band, you got this band for your watch?
Oh, so I'm on to watch stuff. This is a solo loop band in pink sand.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up in a minute, we're going to talk about Rinky cases. Don't they match?
Kind of. Yeah, so pretty. Perfect.
That's why I bought that. But I was trying to, if you watch that video, I was just trying to do something new with my Apple Watch because I didn't want to pay for another one. So everything's blingy here. But yes, new cases, new faces, watch band stuff.
Yeah, it's another way to bring new life to your tech. That is.
And see, that's 10 bucks. Gives you a whole new look to your watch for 10 bucks.
That's awesome.
And like Barry said, it's a great stocking stuffer because he said he was going to get his daughter some of these. That was a little more pricier, but I thought it was pretty.
Oh yeah, very, very pretty.
More tasty.
And you also feature it here on this video too, right?
Right.
Yes, and this is just an update as well on the tech that you're using. I love this.
Right, because that's the Oppo watch there. And I said the one feature, my favorite feature on that watch, which is not related to what we're talking about now, is the fact that it would tell me when I was disconnected. My Apple Watch does not do that. You just look down and it's like,
peace.
Right. That phone would, that watch would vibrate like you disconnected. Oh, I left my phone somewhere. Yeah. I left my phone in an airport stall, bathroom airport stall before. Walked halfway away from it. Like I was headed to my car because I was listening to a YouTube video.
Yeah.
And when it cut out, I was like, oh shit, I hope nobody went in that stall yet, right? Sorry, I cussed, didn't I?
It's okay.
But that's the moment I had, like, oh my god, we just
I know, what else could you even say in that moment,
right? Like, but nobody had gone in there and my phone was still there playing YouTube, so
this lanyard, yes,
I still have lanyards in it. Yeah, so my Rinky unboxing, they sent me a reviewer's kit, trying not to drop stuff in the floor, and I got lanyards and cases. And the fancy thing about their cases is on the bottom, they have lanyard holders on both sides, so your phone hangs like that. So it's awesome. Hangs down like that.
Yes.
So.
And you did do a video using it with, using the lanyard with your Galaxy Fold 2. A lot of people were curious about whether
I used it on these two.
Mm-hmm.
So both lanyard, I've used the lanyards twice, and they are awesome. So. Yes, a lot of people say it looks like a copy, but it has curved edges. Oppo Watch is sexier to me, and it's bigger. I do have some picture comparisons of those as well, but it's 46 millimeters, whereas this one's just 44.
Oh, okay. All right, so it's like a happy medium.
Yeah, but it looks so much, like my Apple Watch looks washed out sometimes next to it. Because I was wearing two watches at one time, because I didn't know which one to wear. I have two phones, two watches. Yeah, I'm a jerk.
This is currently unavailable. This is the Rinky Air S compatible.
Yeah. It's pretty though, ain't it?
It is, yeah. Well, you know, you could always add it to your list, and when it becomes available, you'll get some type of alert for it. If this is something that you want to get. This is the Rinky Fusion compatible. It's the clear one. No sparklies on this one.
Yeah, they sent me two clear ones, and then that clear with the black trim.
Yeah, with the black trim. That's really nice.
It looks really good with that blue, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And this one is kind of like a clouded dark color.
But
that's something that y'all could get. Yeah. This one, the camo. One. Everyone loves this camo. This one's so popular.
Camo looks good, even if you're a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent me this one, but they sent me a regular clear. I was like, they could have sent me the blingy with that. I would have been down for the blingy.
I know, right? Yeah. Maybe somebody made a mistake.
I like the Onyx case. This is their rugged case, but it's not super thick.
So, And looking at the material, it's really good for gripping and it'll come off.
It feels good. It's like, it's not a, I'm carrying a brick. You know, sometimes you grab your phone like,
Yeah. It's like a happy medium. So this is a MagSafe video, but in this video you tested out the cases, right? On this video, right?
I took the cases off too.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Just the phone too.
I do have the Apple plug as well, the $20 one everybody's complaining about buying. I have my own. I said, well, let me test it out. So yes, MagSafe works on any phone that charges wirelessly. It will not connect magnetically, but it'll still wirelessly charge your phone.
Yeah. And definitely check out her video where she goes more in depth about it. It's really, really good. So if you're curious about the MagSafe, this is it right here, the MagSafe. You can get it on Amazon. It says it'll
it's
be
on sale. Oh, but it's $22.
Yeah.
That thing, $40. That's like almost half price.
Go you can pre-order it now. And then when it becomes available,
go order it now.
That's a really good deal. Really good deal. It is usually $40. So take advantage of that.
See, I got excited about it. I'm kind of pissed off. Look, I didn't buy mine from Amazon. Otherwise, y'all do know if you buy something from Amazon and they put it on sale, you can contact them and kind of fuss. Did that work for you?
I didn't do it.
God.
Yeah, so the monitor that I bought, that I bought for $600 on Black Friday, it was on sale for $419. If I called Amazon, they most likely would have been like, yeah, okay, we'll knock off the price for you. But I just didn't have time to call them. And I'm really happy with the monitor anyway.
Being you've made the purchase now,
yeah.
The return policy applies until, what, January or February? Because it's Christmas?
Yeah.
So you have until, you got a good grip.
Yeah, we'll see if I'll see if the price goes down on Christmas.
Oh, it went back up? You didn't contact them during
It did. Yeah, it went back up the next day. Like, that Saturday, it went back up to $600.
Tech lover mama, I so rarely charge my phone in the car. Like, I have awesome battery life right now. Anybody who's complaining about either one of these phones, I charge them every other day. So, the car is not going to be somewhere I charge my phone. I have stands, though. I have the best stands in the world, like mounts. So, I don't do much charging in the car.
Yep.
I wouldn't trust it in the car to hold my phone. I did do a test where I'm dangling the phone from the MagSafe in the video.
Yes.
So, yeah, no, I wouldn't trust it. I've seen them. Okay. I've seen them selling them, but I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Now, before we move on to my text purchase, I want to acknowledge the chat and what people have said while we were going through, all of these videos and stuff like that. So, Mary Dolce, hi,
hey!
Welcome.
Hey.
Oh, our bot is working now. Yay. Okay. I know what the problem was and how to fix it. And it has not been chastising people. So, yes. Hey, Rachel. Hi.
What's up, Rachel?
Hope your kitties and your doggies are great.
Man, I am missing all of this. That must be way up here. Let's see.
Yeah. So, Anthony said that he's been using his Fold 2 more than the iPhone 12 Pro Max.
Oh, I have SIMs in both. So, I use them simultaneously, but I use them for different things.
Yeah.
Alerts I have on my iPhone, I don't have on my phone, so I have to use both.
Yeah. Sethi wants to know, how do you use a phone with a curved glass without a case? You use it very frustratingly because you get what's called false touches. I do not like that. So yeah, if you have a curved screen, you need to have a case, like absolutely. So, Cynthia said Amazon is selling camera lock devices. Best Buy better watch out. Yeah, they've been doing that.
Mm-hmm. Locked in lock.
Cynthia said that he's caught up on all your videos. So that's
we had a conversation about how supportive Cynthia is. I appreciate you, Cynthia. Thanks.
Yes. Anthony wants to know if the watch that you have is that the Apple Watch Series 6.
It's the 4. That's why I did all the updates and upgrades to it. I wasn't trying to spend the extra money. But I've been having a slight problem with my watch to where it keeps deleting Instagram and Twitter. I know you've been getting alerts like another phone has. Yeah. So
what?
It'll go a day or two and then I'll be like, why haven't I gotten any alerts? Because, I got Gadget Chats, my account, Popcorn World. I got everything on my iPhone.
Could it be maybe because you're using the beta version of iOS? Maybe that's just like a no.
Why hasn't it happened before?
Okay.
But what I found out is, like, I'm thinking because everything just kind of, it's only happened since I've had a new phone. So I'm thinking when everything switched over. So now I tried erasing the watch and bringing the watch back, because it always backs itself up. So I brought it under the backup and it did it again. So I deleted the apps and put them back on, and it did it again. So my newest thing is I set the watch up as a new watch. Mm-hmm. So far, I still have the apps. Tomorrow, okay, that might not be the case. Cross but being fingers. Apple only wants to give me $10 for this watch. It makes me think that something was wrong with this watch when I bought it from whoever I bought it from, because they only offered me $10. Why would they even offer me $10 for a watch? Just tell us, we'll recycle it for you like they normally do.
Exactly, yeah. Hey, Tech Phoenix, welcome.
It's stainless steel and they want to give me $10 for it, a gold watch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, whatever.
I know that you already addressed Anthony about the Oppo watch, looks like a copy of the Apple watch, but I'm just going to be honest. How many designs can you really make of a watch? Like, before it's just a no-brainer to design a watch either square or circle. Like, what do you want it to be? Diamond? Octagonish? Like,
you know? Yeah, that's just like saying the Samsung watch looks like a regular watch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But I do notice Raymond, a difference when I wear it. I don't know why I won't just... Look, there's so many, you know, Apple does these things where it'll be a new feature in the watch, the 7.
Yeah. Even something is like, maybe that's the fix that they'll have in the next update. Have your watch ever told you when it's disconnected? Okay. So it's not.
No,
okay.
It's not as broken. They just don't tell
you. They just don't tell you. Okay. Yeah. Barry was giving a shout out to the Camo Fusion X. Yes. Everybody loves the Camo Fusion.
Okay, and LaShawn, you were our creator of the week, even though you weren't here.
Oh, hey, LaShawn.
We know you work today.
Yeah.
I didn't expect to see you at all, actually.
So, Sean Williams says that the Fold battery is the truth. Last update was the bomb. Mm-hmm. And welcome, welcome, welcome. How about you, boy? Love you. Let's see. I think we're all caught up. Great. Perfect. And I'm just going to show my latest purchase, which is this.
It's the Comica Wireless. You need to do a video on it. Tell her.
No, like I don't need to do a video on it.
Just tell her.
So, all right. I'll tell you guys.
I did one. You can do one. You can do it. You got support. You got people who can record you, like when you did your super chat dance. Just go ahead.
I still got so many other videos I gotta do before this one. Okay, all right. So let me tell you why I got this, right? Because I'm not out and about. That's not why I got it. I got it because last year Eric was kind enough to add me as his plus one to go to the Samsung event for the Note 10, and I brought my wireless mic so that I could record him while he talks. Well, it was fine at first, but then once we got inside, because so many other people were using wireless mics, it wasn't connecting. Like you couldn't hear anything. It wasn't making the connection, and it was just a regular 2.4 gigahertz connection. So I looked into it, and 2.4 gigahertz connections usually have lots of problems, and I saw the reviews on this one, and I really, really loved it. As you can tell, the price is $239. I got it on Black Friday. It was $50 off, so it was $189. I got it. I haven't used it yet, but I'm excited to try it out. And basically, what I'm going to use it for is I have my other Comica mic that I use for the live stream, and I want to use that one specifically for voiceovers, for when I do my voiceovers, and then use the wireless mic for when I'm live streaming. So it doesn't matter when I turn around or anything like that, my audio won't change. So that's the reasoning behind it. It was a little splurgy, and I'm excited. I'll give you guys an update when.
Oh,
when
yeah, that's happen. All. Yeah, mine was cheap.
Yeah.
I didn't look at the price on it until this day. I was like, oh, yeah, you did split a little bit.
Yeah, $239. Yeah. And it stays on that price consistently. Like, I was always checking. And on Black Friday, I just had to get it. Just had to get it.
Well, so, that's awesome. How much was it for Black Friday?
It was $289, so it was $50 off.
Okay.
That was the lowest I had seen it. I think the lowest I had seen it throughout the year, because it's been sitting in my cart, was like $20 off at one point. I felt like that wasn't that good of a deal off, so I didn't go for it.
I still think y'all need to tell us you need to do a video. Either way,
so we're gonna finally get into some articles, aren't we?
Yes, we are. 46 minutes in because we can't shut up. Was this the first article?
Yes.
I'm just making sure because I know how you
roll. The best apps and games of 2020.
Let me look and see if this is the first one. I don't believe.
According to the Apple App Store. Cool. So.
And I heard this on the radio. I was listening to something with Given Tech News, and they were talking about this, you know, the best apps of this year. And I did read the first one. I was like, wake out. This is active breaks. So every now and again, it'll just tell you to do stuff. It's not like your watch just says, get up. You know, my watch tells me to get up every hour. And I'm like, I just tap it and go on. Like, this gives you different physical activities that, depending on your location, like if you're at work or something, it's not going to go tell you to go run around the block.
Yeah,
I don't think that's on there anyway. Excuse me.
But that's fun. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty cool app. So it's called Wake Out. Active Breaks. Awesome.
Don't I love the chat? See, they responded like I said. We need a video.
Gigi, what have you done? What have you done? I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie and say that I'm going to do it. I will put it on the list. Okay, I will put it on the list. The next app is called Guinness Impact, which I know that my sister loves a lot. She recommended it to Michael from Canada, and he has been loving it. So it is a open world RPG game, and people are loving it. People are addicted to it. So yeah, check it out.
Now, you don't have to go through all of these. This was just me putting it out there to the masses that these are the apps. There's a link to where you can go look them all up.
Yes.
And there's tons of them. So that's why I told her she doesn't have to go through all of them. Because, we definitely run over tonight.
Okay. We'll go on. We do have a special segment that we're going to be doing today. So
right. I don't want to skip this special segment.
Mm-hmm. Next up, for all you Samsung lovers who
this
still
is
have your devices.
Dexter Cumberbatch.
Thanks, Dexter. This is the list of the updates that are going to be getting the One UI 3.0, and the good thing about the One UI. The good thing about the One UI 3.0 is that you'll also get Android 11 with it. So that's one of the reasons why it's like really bomb to have. So it talks about your device and when the month and the year that it's going to get it. So from December 2020 all the way down to August 2021. So it tells you what Samsung devices and when they're going to get the One UI 3.0 update. Thank you so much for that article, Dexter. Appreciate you. Oh, I'm supposed to get it this month. Yay!
Galaxy, you got the S20 Ultra?
Uh-huh.
I thought you had the Note.
Oh, it's not the Note. The Note is on January.
Yes, reading is fundamental. But either way, I was like, she got the S20 Ultra. I didn't know she had the S20 Ultra. Yeah, you get it the same time I get mine, okay? We're right there together.
Yeah. So just trickling back to what Tech Love Mama, she asked, what is the game? It's called Guinness. My sister loves it. You guys can talk about it in chat, something like that. Yeah. Next article is Google is working on an environmental EQ adjustments for the Pixel phones with the adaptive sound. So the adaptive sound, that's the one where the sound comes through the glass, right?
I would think so. And
so
it's
made by Google.
Mm-hmm. LaShawn, are you excited, LaShawn? That's what I was gonna ask, but they have the pictures down here to show adaptive sound, and it improves speaker sound quality by adapting to the audio in your environment. So if you're in a loud place, it's kind of like I used to have a car that when you slowed down to a stop, the music went down in the car. So if you're somebody who's younger and you got your music blasting, when you stop at the light and you got your windows down, you're not blowing other people out. So this is going to do the same kind of thing to where if you're on the phone and it's something loud going on behind you, the phone's going to get louder.
Okay. That's good, because one of the things I remember that LaShawn was talking about in his video is that the speakers are decent on it. a lot of people don't know that there's a little light indicator that Barry let him know that before you put the phone to your ear, it'll tell you where to, like, where's the best place to put your ear at, because they actually don't have a speaker grill at the top. The sound goes through the glass. So that's pretty innovative. So this is just a way of saying, hey, we're going to boost the sound of the speaker, but it's going to be done intelligently. It's not going to be just on or off type of switch. It's going to be done intelligently, which is awesome. It's good. That's great.
Nice little tweaks here and there. I see you. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah. So,
it's snowing on my screen too.
Yeah, I love this. So, Xbox is doing a fundraiser where you buy their ugly Christmas sweater, they donate to Girls That Code. And they actually sold out, which is awesome, but they said that they're going to bring more back in stock.
So people can pre-order.
Yeah. So you can pre-order now, and they'll send you out the shirt. Some people have already gotten their shirts. No, nobody has gotten their shirts yet. It's in transit. Proceeds, $20, they actually said $20 goes to Girls Who Code. So that's awesome. Check it out. Oh, that's a good question.
Will Kimmy ever buy a Pixel? Who knows? I can't really speak on. I have a Fold now. It's a great phone.
Yes.
But yeah, so, I think this is awesome. Links for everything in the show notes, in the description, wherever you're listening, is somewhere. Just go find it. Because this is awesome. Awesome thing to support.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hello, Michael. $70 and $20 goes to the Girls Who Code.
Girls Who Code. That's a really awesome, you know, foundation to go to and to donate to. It's awesome. So
I looked over, saw this guy, I was like, oh.
I looked over and saw the time and went, what? Okay, anyways, let's get into it. So for our newest segment is Keep the Same Energy.
And I changed it.
We need to have energy, yeah. Oh, okay.
We'll fix it. Yeah.
We have to talk, you guys. We need to have a conversation specifically about Huawei. So I want to, in the link in the description.
Well, first we're going to tell y'all this.
Yeah.
Keep that same energy applies to whatever we're going to be talking about across the board. We all have our biases and what we like and what we don't like. But all we're saying is, for a second, take a moment and keep the same energy across the board with the topic.
Exactly. And this week, we want you to keep the same energy for Huawei. Because we often get a lot of people telling other people not to use Huawei products. And they say not to use Huawei products because they spy on you. They steal other people's intellectual properties. Usually those are the two main reasons. They say other things as well, but we're not going to be nitpicky. And we want you to keep the same energy if that is your reasoning behind it. We're not telling you not to have concerns or not to have reasons why you are not going to get something. If that is for you, that is for you. But when you go beyond that and start telling other people, don't purchase this, don't mess with this, don't do this because of this and this and that, you need to take a breather and really think about it. So the first video that I want to share with you guys is this one. It's a video on YouTube. It's called Did Huawei Ever Invent Anything? All right. And I saw the video. It is 43 minutes. I highly recommend that you watch it. This video was suggested to us. And I went through all of the rebuttals and everything that he was talking about. Mainly, he was talking about how Huawei steals intellectual properties, because whenever you when you deal with China, you have to share your trade secrets with them, And then they take that information, they make it their own, and then they push that company out that they got the information from. And the Huawei has been known quote unquote exposed for copying people's other companies' R&D and then taking that information and then putting it out on their products. But the reason why I feel that this is kind of not fair is because it's not only Huawei that does that.
No, everybody does it.
Yeah, and I want you guys to remember, yes, Google stole from Apple, and that is a good thing. This happens a lot in the software game and in the hardware game, you guys. Look at the trend that's happening right now with TikTok. And how there's these short clips, videos that are now popular on YouTube. What about what happened with Snapchat? Their intellectual property was stolen from stories. It went to Instagram,
everybody
Facebook,
got
and
stories
now it's on Twitter. Everyone has stories. YouTube has stories. So if you're going to be upset that Huawei is stealing intellectual property, keep the same energy on other companies. What about, for example, Apple? They have the picture-in-picture. Android came out with it first. Why are you not upset with them stealing intellectual property? What about when they came out with their Apple TV? They copied the layout. They copied the layout of Disney Plus, Netflix, and Hulu. So for that,
I'll even take it one step further. When people are like, "Oh, the Chinese are spying on us," our government is spying on us. If you didn't know. You know, you've just been sleeping under a rock.
Yes.
There are reasons.
And we do not want to play this game where it's like my overlord is better than your overlord and your overlord shouldn't be spying on us. When we need to remember what happened in 2013, and I did share an article on here just to kind of remind you guys about what happened in 2013. Edward Snowden leaked information to WikiLeaks about the NSA and the way that they're not only spying on US citizens, but foreign governments as well. And that is with using Google, Facebook, social media, the internet in general, phones, hardware. And there was a whole bunch of other articles that I could have put on here, but I didn't want to bombard you guys with it. But what I want to do is I want to say that if you are upset and you do not want to use Huawei because they are spying on you,
just don't
need to get rid of all of your other tech as well.
Well, but I'm saying if you don't want, I like options, right? So if we start getting in on this, you can't buy this because of this company doing this or that, then you won't be able to buy anything. I don't want to be limited to Apple and Samsung and nothing else.
Yes, exactly.
How boring will that be? When there's no competition, you don't get innovation.
Apple and Samsung also steal things as well. For example,
well, they steal from each other. They sue each other.
Yeah. What about reverse wireless charging? Who came out with it first? Huawei. And then now Samsung has reverse wireless charging. So...
And Apple will soon have reverse wireless. I mean, one day it's gonna come, but I think it's all a gimmick. Even when Huawei came out with it, I was like, I'm never using that. I ain't sharing my charge with nobody unless it's me.
Yeah. And again, we're not saying that if you do not want to use Huawei for whatever specific reasons that you have, that is okay. But don't tell other people how they should use their tech and what tech they should use. Because they quote unquote steal from other companies, or
let's say you do want to tell them that though, keep the same energy and say, hey, but you know, the government here gonna steal from you anyway when you go ahead and buy that Samsung or that Apple, you know.
Yes, yeah. So, I am tired, I'm so tired of people telling other people not to use Huawei for that reason.
That's the biggest one that bothers me the most. It bothers me the most.
So I will give you an example of someone who I believe is doing it the right way. I'm not going to say their name, But there is a friend of ours that we know that has decided not to use Samsung products because they felt like when the whole thing was happening with Black Lives Matter, that Samsung did not speak specifically to the Black community in solidarity with them. Apple did, Microsoft did, a lot of other tech companies did, but Samsung didn't do enough to say that they were in solidarity with Black people specifically, like specifically reach out, say something specifically to the Black community only, okay? So that person put their money where their mouth is and decided to not purchase any more Samsung products. They decided to get all Apple phones, Apple products for their business, for their family, and they're still doing it right now. But that person has not once told me or Gigi, you shouldn't use Apple. They're just saying, for me, how I am going to spend my money, I am going to be cognizant of it, and I am going to spend my money this way. And we commend our friend for doing it. We believe that they're doing it the right way because they're saying, hey, this is how I'm choosing to spend my money, but I'm not telling you how you should spend your money.
And I've never told anybody not to buy a Samsung. Like, people thought I was anti-Samsung, although I have one now. I've never told anybody, don't get a Note. Don't get an S20. But this is like, people are like, don't get that. They're spying on you. I said, well, who would I rather have my information? Would I rather the U.S. government have it? Or would I rather for China to have it? Like, what's China going to do with my information?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, me personally, I have not purchase a Huawei because there isn't anything for me that I want to get about it, but I'm not going to chastise or be upset with someone else for getting a Huawei or for telling me that they love their Huawei. Do you, that's baby, boo, that's what you like, you know?
But there was, you understand, when we do have the same, people keep that same thing with the Samsung versus Apple. To me, I love them both for various reasons, but people are like, well, which one do you like better? Why do I have to like one better?
Yeah, exactly. You can like something for different reasons, and you can love something simultaneously.
This is not a relationship energy where it's a commitment with a person. This is a electronic device.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, as far as Huawei, keep that same energy. That's all we gotta say.
We'll just go through the chat.
Yes. So, Savaj Scenes said, I own Apple, Huawei, and Samsung junk. I love how you call them all three junk. Love it.
I ain't got nothing, LaShawn. What they gonna sell my information on the black market?
Yeah. You know.
If I was a celebrity, like, or something, yes, maybe. But I'm Kimmy from YouTube.
And that's fine. Like, if that is your reason, okay, I understand it. But let's say someone is like, for example, me. If I want a Huawei, I'm going to get it. And I don't care what type of information they're going to get from me.
But I'm also, if I have those concerns, I'm going to do things to protect myself while using said device.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Because that folding Huawei is, there's still one on Swappa, I think. Either way.
Yes.
Tech King Mike says, B. Bitextual.
Be bitextual. Yes.
Speaking of which, I got Christmas card from Mint Mobile today. I posted it on Instagram.
Oh, where?
Yeah. I've never received a Christmas card from any carrier that I've had in life.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the CEO plastered his face on the front of it, but you know. But it was a nice thing on it. I wish I'd had it over here. I forget what it says on it. I posted both sides on Instagram.
Yeah.
Big Mix says he's a tech whore. That used to be what I titled myself too.
Yeah.
I get bored, so I'm like, give me something else.
Mm-hmm.
What is Mick? Is Mick starting a new site or something?
Yeah. Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Well,
okay,
if you need testers, I'm down to help you out.
That is Catwoman's thing right now. Catwoman, let's take a minute to appreciate Catwoman. I don't want to put her on blast too much because I don't want y'all harassing her. But she's an awesome person, and a good person to go to, like, if you need help, if you want criticism and you can handle criticism, like a lot of people can't handle criticism, but she's going to be honest with you. Catwoman does not like doing reviews. She's not a tech reviewer. She is a person that shows you how to improve the tech you got, or how to use the tech you got to the fullest. So she's that person. And that's why it's just like, I think everybody in our circle brings something different to the table. And that's why I don't think we step on each other. But yeah. Catwoman, without Catwoman, I think a lot of us wouldn't be where we are right now.
Oh, thank you.
So
that's really nice of you to say. I do. I'm a cheerleader for all y'all. I am. I love y'all. You guys are doing awesome.
She's awesome. Mm-hmm. And I honestly say that because you've helped me so much with my channel. Like, I wouldn't be, I'm monetized. I can't believe I'm monetized and it's still 2020.
I'm so happy for you.
So
yeah.
Do I spill beans here?
Do you spill beans here?
Do I spill
beans? No, leave it for you to spill the beans. Leave that.
I'm not having to spill the beans this week though. That's the thing.
Well, hold it for the next beans you spill. It'll overflow with beans.
She said, don't put it out here. Maybe I'll tell y'all Tuesday on Talking Tech Tuesday.
Yeah.
Said, don't be putting your business out here. So I ain't... But as I said before, because it looks like we're coming towards where we're going to wrap things up. I don't know why I'm coughing tonight. I don't have COVID, people, okay? Mike is streaming tonight at 9.
Yes.
LaShawn, our shout out, creator shout out, is streaming tomorrow at 9.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to premiere before LaShawn tomorrow at maybe 8:45, right before he goes. So just be on the lookout for an alert. Again, yeah. It's related to this guy. So if you all about the baby Yodas and the what's the other name?
Mini Gigi.
The mini Gigi. That's the nickname I've given him. That's, I'm a Gigi, he's a Gigi. Grogu. So. And shout out to everybody who's grown this year. Like, I've seen Mike go through some changes, Tech King Mike, but I'm watching him bounce back.
Yes.
It's Barry all about started on the that channel.
Guy and just doing what you love. Yes.
Scoop started.
I love
the channel.
Barry's channel.
Mm-hmm.
Scoop's channel is awesome. And he put a video out today as well, so definitely check it out.
Oh, I washed my hands so much during the day, except in that they dry. Like, I worked today. So hand sanitizer, washing hands, and lotion. And I had a doctor's appointment. I went through a lot today. And I've edited videos. So been through a lot today, sir. That's why I got two pigtails right now. My hair was all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Savage wants to know, Catwoman, when are you putting out another video? I did have some videos scheduled to drop, but some things actually happened in my personal life where I had to shift focus on other things. So that is what I'm doing right now. I'm focusing on that. Anyone know someone who does logos? Yes, I do. I know somebody that I can recommend to you. Yeah. So I'm focusing on that right now. I'm making sure to keep my commitments to, you know, bring you guys content here with Gigi on the Gadgets Chat channel. But I'm doing some behind the scenes stuff that I will be announcing very, very soon.
Shout out to Catwoman's dance moves in my super chat video. Catwoman is my super chat dancer right now. Yes. I am still waiting on people to submit said dances. No rush, people. Because I'm editing videos right now.
Yes.
I'm going to let Catwoman get her shine on for a little bit, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was really great. I love dancing for you. You know, I promised you a super chat dance and I did it and I had a great time. My daughters thought that I was very cringy, but that's expected.
You're the mom. You're supposed to be cringy.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel you, Tech King Mike, but growth, personal growth comes from within. It doesn't come from your peoples.
Yep.
So, oh, thanks, Jay.
Oh, yeah. Love you too, Jay. Emily said, all about life, balance, and boundaries with time. Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. Because I saw that, then it disappeared. Oh, the screen must have went up. So I don't think there's a logo link. I think you need to hit her DMs and holler at her. There's
hit
no
me in the DMs.
Mm-hmm. There's a meeting in Catwoman's DMs for logos, okay?
So we're not going to hold you guys up. Make sure that you guys check out Tech King Mike. He's going to be live streaming in a little 49 minutes.
40, yeah. Whatever.
So, yeah. Over there. True. If not, check out his replay, y'all.
Yeah, and I don't know if he's like me and gets demonetized straight away, but I tell people, hey, if you're going to check the replay out, just wait till midday tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, I like this, seeing the cat cave.
That's funny. That's actually what I call my wireless router.
Okay, we're going to wrap this up because LaShawn is telling all the business. We're trying to keep stress levels down, LaShawn.
Yes.
Anyway.
All right, well, you guys, I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Gigi, the Gadget Goddess, and we are
your homegirls of tech
here on the Gadget Chats Podcast. See you next Thursday.
Ciao.
Bye.